Welcome to Sanford Podcasts, where we use our inside voices. I'm Amin Zarga, and this episode is a rather special one, which will be explained later. Stay tuned and enjoy. We will be starting off with Adonia presenting the news.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Inside Voices Own News with Adonia. Let's start off with the World Cup. This has been an intense World Cup and definitely one to remember after all the upsets that have happened. Like the Brazil lost to Croatia and an incredible run from Morocco. Despite this, everyone hoping that Morocco, Croatia, Brazil and others would win were devastated. And now for the final, Argentina and France will face off. Messi versus Mbappe, two faces of football and PSG to battle it out for the best prize in all of football. So tune in on Sunday to watch the biggest football match of this year. In other news, this week several bazaars and bake sales have been organized by the Interact Club to help Atordam. He has been going through a difficult time and everyone's donations have made a significant impact in helping him achieve the goal needed to get surgery. We have some bad news today, as our head of secondary, Mr. Guy, is leaving the school. Many people will miss him, and all of us on the Inside Voices team want to thank him for leading and managing our school. We wish you good luck in all future endeavors. And now, going back to good news, Christmas is approaching and the moment of opening presents and eating with and celebrating with your family is almost here. We wish everyone listening a Merry Christmas as well as a Happy New Year. This has been Adonia.
Thank you, Adonia. And now we're moving on to our main interview with Mr. Guy.
I'm Zerwali Tiswai.
And I'm Frankie Kong. And this is our guest,
Mr. Guy.
Okay, Mr. Guy, today we just have a couple questions for you. Because we know you're leaving, this is a very important podcast for us. And first question is, what do people misunderstand about you the most?
What do people misunderstand about me the most? I was hoping you weren't going to ask me this question. Misunderstand about me, that's... I think, right, in terms of how students misunderstand me, I think it's how students misunderstand adults, because, you know, you think I'm an old man, I'm 49 years old, but I think in my head I'm still, like, I'm still 18, or like your age. I'm still the same person. So there isn't this massive disconnect between when you're a child and when you're an adult, because I don't feel, the last 30 years has just gone and it's gone. And but really, I'm still the same 18-year-old that I was when I was 18. It's just I'm in the body of a 49-year-old now. So I'm just like you guys, like really.
So is that like a piece of advice you want to give to the students? Time goes fast.
Well, it does, yeah. But I think time gets faster as you get older. You know, I'm going to be 50. My next birthday, I'm going to be 50. And I mean, I look back and I'm like, wow, where has all the time gone? And I think I've had a pretty fulfilling life. And I've travelled a lot and I've done a lot of things. But it's, wow, time just goes by very, very quickly. Yeah, so don't waste it.
So like travelling is what you think is the most fulfilling in your life?
Well, it's what, I mean, when I left school, when I was just maybe a little bit older than you, I went to a kibbutz in Israel when I was 18. And that, I think, it kind of set the tone for the rest of my life, because I started travelling and I've never really stopped. And, you know, so I've spent most of my adult life living in Africa, a little bit in Asia. And, you know, I just think life's too short to be living in cold, wet England.
So, if you could have coffee with any historical figure, who would you choose?
You know, I read that question when you sent me the questions earlier, and I thought, you know, probably Nelson Mandela would probably be someone I would really like to have coffee with. In fact, I keep saying when I was your age, but it was when I was about your age, when I was in year 11, I actually saw Nelson Mandela give a speech, and I feel really honoured in my life, because, of course, you guys could never hear Nelson Mandela actually speak, but I heard him speak in London shortly after he was released from prison at Wembley Stadium, and my mum took me, and it was amazing, it's one of my early memories that I really value.
So how did that moment like impact your life?
I don't quite know how it impacted my life, but you know, all of these things, everything that happens in your life creates who you are, and I think, you know, I look back at that time things like apartheid, and then if you go back into earlier history, you know I'm a history teacher, and you know, I mean, it's just, I don't even know what the word is, but it's incredibly embarrassing, really, for me to look back and look at what my country did around the world. And so, you know, for me, I think I've just tried to make up for that, maybe.
So, in your opinion, what's the most important personality traits someone would need to be successful in your field?
Believing in yourself. I don't believe that you need to be incredibly clever. I don't even necessarily believe you... this is going to sound strange. I don't even necessarily believe you have to have the best academic results. They help. They really do. And if you can get the best academic results you can, then do it and get the best you can, because you're giving yourself a step up the ladder. But you have to believe in yourself that you can do something. Because if you don't do that, I'm going to talk about this in the assembly tomorrow. Like, actually, if you don't have confidence in yourself, then you're not going to walk into that job. You're not going to get what you want out of life if you don't believe that you can do it. So, let me take that a little bit further. Don't listen to other people telling you that you can't do something. Because actually, some people, you will find people in your life who will tell you that you can't do something. You know, I was just telling someone. Someone said to me earlier on, "Why don't you go and sing with the choir at lunchtime?" And I said to them, "When I was in year seven, I went to join the school choir, and the choir master told me at the end of the first session never to come back again." Now, I look back on that and I just think, wow, that was a teacher who did that. And actually, you know, the fact of the matter is, I never sang again. And, you know, and actually you can teach people to sing, and you can actually build people up. But if you tell someone they can't do something when they're 11 years old, then they're probably not going to believe that they can't do it. But actually my belief now is, don't listen to people who tell you. If you want to do something in your life, then go and do it. And don't listen to anyone who tells you that you can't do it. You know, when you go in for that job interview, you go in there believing they're going to pick you. You know, because that's how you get it, because you will show them that confidence that they're looking for. That's what people are looking for. When you go for whatever it is you want in life, they're looking for somebody who is happy and is confident, and has that self-belief.
Thank you. If you were in our position, what's a question that you would ask yourself, and what would your answer be?
Well, if I was your age, if I could go back.
Yeah, if you could go all the way back, you know.
Well, I think I'd say the same thing to myself. Is actually listen to yourself and listen to your heart and listen to what you want to do, and not other people. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but not your parents either. Because actually, you know, your parents want the best for you. Your teachers want the best for you. But actually, like, you also know. You know what you really want. You know, I don't think my parents believed in kind of my path initially, because as soon as I finished university, in fact, as soon as I finished school, I went traveling. And then as soon as I finished university, I went traveling. And I put a backpack on my back and I disappeared off into the world for 6 years. And I didn't get that great job. But what I did do is qualify as a teacher. And I started teaching English, and actually I just started building up experiences. And I kind of thought to myself, in my future, you know, I volunteered in Ethiopia. Go volunteer, because if you volunteer to do something, then, and people see that on your CV later on in life, then like everyone looks at my CV now, and the first thing they see is that I volunteered in Ethiopia. And they don't look at anything else after that. And when I have an interview, people are really interested. Oh, so you were a volunteer teacher in Ethiopia. And people want to talk about that. And it makes you interesting. But I think just to go back to your question, I don't even think my parents believed in the way I wanted to do things, but the way I wanted to do things brought me where I am now, and I'm very happy with my life. You know, I would not have met my wife if I hadn't have been in Africa. I would not have adopted my son if I hadn't have been in Africa, and that's where I was always going to go. And in my mind, even when I was your age, I was always going to go to Africa, and I always had that as my aim. And that didn't fit with what lots of people thought was normal. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's it. Do follow your path. Follow your path and stick to it and believe you can do it.
Okay, so, sir, you've been here for a little while. You've gotten to know everyone around here. And we would just like you to give, like, a final message before you leave.
Well, you know, my message to everyone is, you know, I genuinely wish everyone in this school, you have given me an amazing opportunity to be here, to be in Ethiopia. I came here 22 years ago, and I absolutely fell in love with Ethiopia. And you have given me, the school community, the opportunity to come back here and live here. And so that's been like amazing. So I genuinely wish all of you to have those kinds of opportunities in your life, and to lead very happy, very successful lives, and most of all, happy lives. That's what I wish for all of you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Guy, for everything you've done on behalf of everyone at Sanford. That's all the time we have for today. Everyone, continue using your inside voices.
Thank you, Zedo and Frank. And now we'll be moving on to a few words of farewell to Mr. Guy from students and teachers.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
Mr. Adrian.
And Mr. Adrian, which team do you support for the World Cup?
Well, what do you mean for the World Cup? It's finished almost, and my country was knocked out in the group stage. So obviously I'm a Welshman, so I support Wales.
But who do you think is going to win the World Cup?
My original prediction was originally going to be Germany-Belgium final. Now, those teams didn't even get through the group stages either. Now that we're at the final, I think Argentina's going to win it.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
And since Mr. Guy's leaving, do you have any final words you want to say to him?
Well, I did do an interview earlier today, so students will see that in assembly. I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining. He'll be missed. I don't know if you girls remember, but this is my second time here, but me and Guy actually started at the same time. So, and we do a lot of the Duke of Edinburgh trip together, so we work very closely. So, yeah, he will be missed, and we have a lot of similarities as well. Which will be discussed in assembly tomorrow. I'm sure it is going to be shown. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to be missed by everybody. And I think the one thing is obviously you take the next step in life and you move on and you do lots of different things. So it's, you know, looking forward to the next challenges. So, you know, I think everybody, especially in assembly tomorrow, should wish him all the best.
Thank you so much. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Ajoe Lowino.
And, sir, which team do you support for the World Cup?
France.
Do you think France is going to win?
Definitely. Yeah, with Mbappe, I think, and others, eh? Yep.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
Okay, and sir, as you know, Mr. Guy's leaving, so what are your final words to Mr. Guy?
Well, that's a very interesting one. Yeah, my words are in his mail. Yeah, I think he gave me an opportunity to serve. Yeah, like... He touched other people's lives that he does not know about. Yeah, so wherever he's going, may God bless him and abundantly. Yeah, those are my last words to him.
Thank you.
We'll meet again. Human beings meet. Yeah, we'll still meet again in the teaching profession.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Hi, sir. What's your name?
My name is Nabi Yuge Techo.
Okay, and which team do you support for the World Cup, sir?
I was supporting Brazil, but it failed. See, it doesn't succeed for the final.
Which team do you think will win the World Cup?
I think Argentina will win.
Oh, so do you support Argentina now, sir?
Yeah, definitely.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Hard question. Yeah, I was supporting Ronaldo since he was playing for Man United, but starting from now on, I'm supporting Messi.
Okay, interesting. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Hi, sir. What's your name? What's your name?
My name? Yeah. Oh, my name is Otto Paulos.
Okay, and Otto Paulos, which team do you support for the World Cup?
I'm for Argentina because of Messi, but if you are considering real performance of teams, France obviously is a favorite.
So you think France is going to win?
Definitely, no doubt.
Okay. And do you prefer Ronaldo or Messi?
I'm for Messi. Because Ronaldo, I'm sorry to say this, it might disappoint quite a lot of people, but I believe Ronaldo is a trained player, and then Messi is born player, as simple as that.
Interesting.
What are your final words to say to Mr. Guy?
Oh, that's the toughest question. I have been in this school for the last 20 years. I have had the opportunity to work with quite a lot of principals. And then in so many ways, Mr. Guy is amazing. He's absolutely voracious. He's honestly very much committed and dedicated person. At the beginning, we had personally not that good relationship. We had a number of confrontations. But eventually, he has become a person who is very keen to understand people. And then what I would generally say is Mr. Guy, whom we have received, and Mr. Guy, whom we are saying goodbye, are completely different.
Thank you, sir.
And then I wish him all the best, honestly. If I was given any opportunity to make a decision, I will make Mr. Guy work further for this school. I'll never leave him.
Thank you so much. Hi, sir. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Dr. Rajiv Ranjan.
Oh, and sir, which team do you support for the World Cup?
My first choice was Brazil, but the loss, so now second option is Argentina.
So do you think Argentina is going to win?
100% Argentina should win.
Oh, and Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
What are your final words to Mr. Guy now that he's leaving?
I have been working since 17 years in international schools, and definitely he's one of the best administrator I have seen, because the kind of energy he shows and he leads everything from the front, whether it's a interact group or anything, you can find him everywhere in the campus with full of energy leading students, and that's amazing. And definitely this part, it will be very difficult for anyone to replace him on this aspect, like the kind of energy he has.
Thank you so much. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Pablo.
And Mr. Pablo, which team do you support for the World Cup?
I don't watch football at all. I hate it.
Oh, okay. But do you have a specific team that you think will win the World Cup, or no opinion at all?
Like Yemen or something, I don't know.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Who's that?
Okay. And what are your final words to Mr. Guy?
To Mr. Guy? Oh, it's been a pleasure working with him for 4 years, right? I think he's brought a big change to the school. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
As you can see, Mr. Guy has affected all of our lives and was an integral part of the secondary school of Stanford. People enjoyed him as a head, teacher, and as a person. So thank you, Mr. Guy, for all you've done, and thank you for staying tuned. Merry Christmas, and always remember to use your inside voice.